This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Right, be prepared. 20 minutes from now, Circle of Swarm, the third one we've done. We're gonna track this all year long just to see who's the swarmiest of the swarm.
Yeah, after losses, we're going to call it the Cirque du Swarm.
The Cirque du Swarm, right.
We'll French it up a little
C-I-R-Q-U-E.
The honor of the loss.
That's right. And they're going to be forced to dance on tight ropes and things like that.
That's what we'll do. Yep. Yeah. They treat those Cirque du Soleil performers like butt. They run them through
really?
The grinder.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a sweatshop, huh?
It is. It's a sweatshop for highly trained gymnasts.
Oh, my God.
They've only got so many opportunities to go and work their trade.
You ever been to one of their shows?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's pretty cool. We've been to the Beatles one. They do one where it's all Beatles music and stuff.
Ringo Starr doesn't perform.
No. Oh. He's not up there on the tight ropes.
Doing somersaults.
Flopping around.
It would
yeah.
be like him doing somersaults across the mat at the bottom.
Yeah.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Who's the old man singing Octopus's Garden down there?
Paul McCartney's hitting on your grandma
right.
off in the corner.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll get to Circle of Swarm. We got a lot of text and stuff to get to in this segment. I wanted to start here. This was interesting because we always see the... after a win, we see the D'Amico Ryans victory speech,
mm-hmm.
and it's always very inspiring. It's always upbeat, you know. And D'Amico this week was how you know, whoever it takes, whatever it takes, for however long it takes, we're gonna get a win. And it was cool, man. And he was yelling, he handed out the game balls, and everybody's going crazy. According to James Palmer, that might have been the only part of the going crazy, the whole locker room experience. James Palmer, former NFL Network reporter, former CSN Houston reporter. He was a Houstonian for several years. He's working for Underdog Fantasy now. I was talking to James about his job. It's a pretty cool
gig.
Yeah,
they do. That's a good company. Like, found the website of things. I've asked them for advice at times. They know what they're doing. I'm glad James is with them.
They do a lot of the daily fantasy stuff. So he gets to kind of write his own ticket right now.
He's podcasting with Steve Smith Sr.
He picks what games he gets to go to, and it's a pretty cool gig. If you're wondering where James is, so he was doing his podcast with Steve Smith, and he had this to say about the Texans locker room after the win against Jacksonville on Sunday.
I went down to Houston, saw those Texans get back on track, kind of, with a win over the winless Jaguars. C.J. Stroud has a game-winning drive. I get to the locker room. It's a ghost town. It was the worst winning locker room I have covered in 15 years of the NFL. I mean, my head's on a swivel. I'm like, did they not just have a game-winning drive, score with seconds left, and win this game, and there's nobody to be found? Guys who are in there are not talking. I go up to Stephon Diggs, hey, man, you want to chat? I'm not talking today. Okay. Laramie Tunsil talked for like 30 seconds. And I'm trying to dig going like, what am I missing something here?
Okay.
I think the biggest, I honestly, when
got
I heard
more
that,
in a second here, but
when I heard that, I liked it. I was happy about it because I think that, I think most fans would say, okay, that's cool. These guys have high expectations. I guess the worry ward in me is going to both like it, but then also worry, like, hey, wait a second. You got to like, have some love for the game. You know, you got to be sure you're not pressing too hard and have fun right. doing this. But overall, I think, yeah, that's a good sign. And it's not, I don't think it was guys being upset that they personally didn't get stats or anything like that. It's just that it's not clicking the way it feels like it should be clicking when you look at it on paper. So I like that that it did not necessarily feel like a victory locker room.
James was compelled to do a little research after this. He wanted to go do a little digging. Why is it like this? Why is this locker room so barren and the people that are here don't want to talk to me? And he did a little digging.
And then I kind of got to the bottom of it, making some calls and some texts. This is a team, Steve, that I think everybody had as what? A Super Bowl contender after CJ Stroud's unbelievable rookie season. Then they just get just destroyed by the Vikings 2 weeks ago. Eke out, like I said, a win against the Jaguars. And essentially what I was told was, we cannot keep playing like this if we want to get to the places we believe we can get to. And my thought is something was said post-game by D'Amico Ryans to try to get yourself right because we have a game against Buffalo.
D'Amico has, in the statements that we've been able to see publicly, that's something I've noticed over the last couple weeks, is he does seem to, while being very positive, you know, in things like a victory speech, he is sprinkling in reminders to guys in all these public statements about, like, hey, how about getting rid of all these penalties or cleaning up the things we need to clean up?
I think there's a little bit, too, of what I think people used to assume that Gary Kubiak didn't coach people hard because in press conferences he had such an easygoing demeanor. You know, like last week, D'Amico went over and ripped into the defense, I think specifically the defensive line in the second half of the football game. And, you know, D'Amico, I think CJ 2 days ago talked about how the offensive line gets coached harder than anybody else out there. And he kind of painted a picture that in my mind sounded like, yeah, they're pretty, they're trying to get these guys right. They're devoting the energy to it. So be careful about judging too much from sideline demeanor that you see on television. And not that I think you got to be mother bleeping everybody all the time or anything, but sometimes there's times where you gotta attack problems. You don't want to attack people, but you attack problems aggressively.
Right.
And I think the other thing too that I saw some people wondering why D'Amico doesn't get more aggressive with the refs or more proactive. I'll credit our engineer, Aaron Raybould, for noticing in the second quarter last week, D'Amico like basically just very, very adamantly making a point to the linesman. The linesman pointed to the umpire or the referee, and he went to him and was stating his case for something going on the other side of the ball. In that game, for whatever reason, when I was watching the TV broadcast, they just had it on Doug Peterson the whole time. I think mostly because that's probably a more compelling negative story.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, there's a guy that might get fired after this
more
game.
Juice
Let's
to
watch
that.
Him. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
So you don't get to see everything on the sideline.
Right. Right. So that was James Palmer. Most Texan fans responded positively to that news.
Yeah.
That the Texans, like, okay, good. There's this weird...
They're not feeling like they're just cruising.
Well, there is a weird glitch with fans, and I'm this way at times, so I'm not pointing at all of you listening right now. I'm with you on this. There is a weird... There's a weird thing where we want to see, or in this case, hear about players being just as angry as we are as fans.
Yeah.
Like, do I care more than they do right now? Which is silly because of the amount of work that you guys put. That you guys put in. Like, it's a little silly, but that's the emotions of being a fan.
Honestly, I was that way as a player. I was never comfortable with the guys that can just completely and totally yuck it up immediately after a loss.
Yeah.
I'd like to think, even if you have to make a show of it, just look a little bit miserable. There's something about it that always bothered me. It's almost disrespectful, I felt. And then now throwing tantrums and everything, sometimes that's just a guy trying to let everybody know how upset he is.
False hustle.
Yeah, it's false hustle when being looking way more upset. Yeah. But yeah, that's always bothered me even as a player. And I get that. I think that for the most part, like, I think CJ and the other main guys on the team, when they meet at the field, whether it's a win or a loss, you can tell, like, okay, they're trying to be polite, but they're upset. So I'm cool with it.
Yep.
If that's a if that is genuinely a meaningless thing, I don't know that it's meaningless. So I like it. It makes me feel better when I see the appropriate level of being upset after a game.
I can see that. The glove thing was a big topic with the offensive line this week.
Yeah, because Laremy Tunsil was wearing the bright red Jazz gloves.
Yeah, got called for a couple holds.
Yeah, and they pointed out on the broadcast that you know, offensive linemen a lot of times don't want to wear bright gloves because it's easier to see the hold.
Well, apparently, too, it was pointed out that Dari Gumbawale got called for a hold on that play where Diggs cut it back across the field.
Yeah.
And he had dark gloves on.
Yeah.
That got pointed out. Against the white jersey. Yeah. So that might have been detrimental there. Landry Locker actually asked Frank Ross about this yesterday, mm-hmm. about the glove thing. Do you subscribe to the bright glove theory?
Tunsil was wearing red gloves, picked up a couple holding penalties. Dari, the black, you mentioned, got the holding. So you subscribe to the theory that if opponent's wearing white jersey, you wear white gloves?
I subscribe to the theory of gaining whatever edge you can gain on that. I mean, game of inches?
Okay. So you're co-signing the glove thing. Okay.
Find an edge. Whatever it is. Find an edge. I'm not trying to make that a news story, but, you know, like, whatever.
Okay.
It was already a news story.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing with Tunsil, again, you added on to, if he got a holding penalty and it was just that one time, that is not something that is universally known by offensive linemen. I told you, my one friend said that was the first thing his coach said on day one of training camp his freshman year at Arizona State was, you're an idiot if you wear bright gloves as an offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. Now, the black gloves versus a white jersey and vice versa, that definitely isn't something that's, I think, common. I know Belichick would coach it. Because I don't think I even had a choice of wearing white gloves back in the day. So, but the bright red gloves kind of calling attention to it. You might as well wear bright yellow gloves.
It's like a
gloves.
Beacon. Yeah.
Yeah, stick it right into their brains.
What do you think Laremy does this weekend? Because this weekend is a super swaggy weekend uniform-wise.
Oh, that's true.
It's the H-Town blue. Yeah. And I'm guessing the Bills are going to be wearing their white jerseys.
Right.
Yeah. So what?
I don't care. Just black or white. It doesn't seem like it's as glaring of a
difference.
I mean,
white gloves are going to look a little silly with that H-Town blue uniform.
I don't care if somebody's wearing black gloves or white gloves.
Okay.
But I also...
Just nothing that looks like a headlight.
I had tweeted out about this after the game, and I felt bad because I think some people just assumed that, oh yeah, this is something everybody knows. Why isn't Laremy Tunsil doing it? There are a lot of kind of tricks of the trade that a lot of guys know, but not everybody knows. I don't think Ross Tucker had ever been heard of this. He played in the NFL 9 years as an offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. Because I've talked to J.J. Watt about this sometimes, some of the little tricks for figuring out what the offense is doing. And I was kind of surprised that he didn't know one of my little tricks. But then he knows, 10 times more little tricks than I did.
Yeah.
So, I was kind of like, oh, cool. I knew something J.J. didn't.
I probably
could have gotten him like 17 extra sacks if he had just talked to me.
Just talked to you. So we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what old Laremy does this weekend. We power rank the power rankings on Tuesday on this show. Where do the experts have the Houston Texans? Here's a bonus. You know where the GOAT has the Houston Texans right now? Tom Brady, third.
Number three, the Houston Texans. A huge bounce back win against the Jags last weekend. Nico Collins had a career best game, 12 catches, 151 yards. He had a touchdown. He and CJ are just awesome together. That's what a quarterback receiver duo is all about. And Nico's on his way to a second straight 1,000-yard season. No one's doubting this offense with all the weapons they got. But their defense, they've stepped up huge to make them a more complete team. So they're top 5 in sacks, top 5 in passing defense. They're off to a great start. This week's a fun one, but a tough one with the Bills coming to town. Their defense is going to have their hands full. Josh is playing as good as ever. It's going to be a great test at this point in the season to see where they're at. If they can pull off a W, be a huge statement for them to show the rest of the league they're going to deal with the Texans all year.
The biggest thing about that, when he points out the defense, I think that is another one of those that doesn't feel like the defense has played as well as they have. Part of the problem is that they don't have a great red zone defense, but they've also had to defend a short field a good amount of times. Partly because
at least two that were very short.
Yeah, special teams issues.
Block punt, muff punt.
And then C.J. Stroud interception. Had to right off the first play of the game.
Yeah.
He had to block a goal line situation.
Yep.
So I think there's parts of it where it doesn't feel like it on a per yard basis, which the Gamblers love, and is usually a pretty good indication. They're fifth best right now in yards per play. So, like, they've generally
really good.
And they're, you know, I think some of that was, I mean, the Bears game was absurd. The Bears game.
3.1 yards per play.
Yeah, they just destroyed the Bears.
Yep,
and they did a lot of stuff that they're not going to do every week, like blitz a boatload. So, there's reason to be optimistic about the Texans defense. It's going to feel like a bend but don't break defense a lot. But if when executed properly, no can offend. Yeah.
Yes.
No can offense versus that.
That's
versus
right.
The crane kick of that defense when properly executed.
That's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Brady's got him 3. He's got Minnesota 2, and he's got Kansas City 1. It's weird to see Tom Brady doing like power ranking videos and stuff. You know what
I
mean?
He probably hated him when he was a player. He
greatest of all time, and he's doing videos like guys like us are sitting there. Probably getting paid significantly more to do it, I would say.
I haven't checked in on his broadcasting at all, or his color commentary. How's he doing on the color commentary?
He's
showing more personality.
I haven't seen any.
Richard Deitch did a little appraisal of it.
Yeah, I haven't seen any reports on it either.
Okay.
I'm not totally certain.
I know one of our listeners last week basically said it's really hard watching a game with Brady knowing that you could have had Greg Olsen. I mean, it feels very much right now like Tom Brady, even though he created and earned his career and all of the benefits he gets from it, and yet he's stepping into a new profession where it kind of feels like the fancy lad from Yale got the management job. The dude that's been hustling and grinding has been doing a good job. Got passed over because this guy was in the right eating club at Yale or something.
Yes, yes. Nepo. There's something Nepo going
even
on.
Even though Brady earned all of that credibility
and the
name recognition and all of that.
Yep. Someone said here on the I got to find the text that there was proof back in the day that you took the losses harder than maybe some did.
I know you guys can't see me, but jeez.
Poor John Granato.
John Granato.
I was after a game.
Tried to give you a gift card after the game. You were the player of the game.
I was the player of the game in a loss.
Yeah.
Which is always, you never feel.
Do you think they completely reassessed who they would send to do the post-game interview with Granato and give a gift card to after that little escapade by you?
I mean, you guys can't see me, but
Granato, he's trying to give me it was a pretty tidy sum, too.
Yeah.
It could have been a nice gift. It could have been a nice Christmas present for somebody. I don't think I could tell by his face that he didn't expect it one bit.
He definitely didn't expect the cursing. I just wonder if, like, as a team, the Texans are like, all right, after losses, we need to make sure we find guys that just really don't care as much as Seth does.
Yeah, or guys that are going to be maybe guys that are maybe younger players that are up and coming and they're just happy to get the recognition. I'm like, this is the last kind of recognition I want. You know, best player in a crappy performance by the defense.
Or for whom that gift card is actually a significant sum of money. I mean, you were like a 7 or 8 year vet at that point.
Yeah.
You made your millions at that point.
It's always nice to have. So Hardy Nickerson taught me that early in my career, because I already had made a boatload of money by those days' standards.
By the Jacksonville days.
Adjusted for inflation, it was like $47,000 a year. But no, he made it again. I saw him like clipping coupons one day.
Yeah, man.
And he's like, hey, man, just keep living the same way. Yeah. Just want to be sure. You never know.
That's good, man.
You don't want to be begging for it when you're older.
That is smart.
So
that
I am
smart.
A stingy SOB.
Good.
Frugal.
Yeah.
Frugal.
Frugal. Yeah, frugal. Generous, but frugal.
Well, that's a thing. Yeah, then you always, you know what? A little money management advice for people.
Mm-hmm.
Not even a money management, because this is going to help you save money. But they're always, and if you want to learn to live a little bit more simply, when you're like, I don't know how much these lattes cost, probably like $8 or $9.
Right.
You're like, oh, wait a second. I'm going to Venmo my nephew some cash or something.
Instead of buying this coffee.
Instead of that, kind of realize like, oh, okay, I can give. Some of this that I don't really need and I don't necessarily get that much enjoyment from, I can give.
Dude.
Of course, I don't.
I waste so much money buying snacks and beverages when I go to get gas. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm gonna go inside. I'm going to pay inside. Let me get this $2.59 Gatorade.
And it's the worst. You feel
$2.19 bag of chips.
Plus, you look at there's a 12-pack of generic brand bottled water for like $3.99.
So
but
dumb.
Then you go and buy the glitzy bottled water that's supposedly from
bottle.
Switzerland for the same amount of money.
Same amount of money as a
whole
case.
Just make stupid decisions.
And it tastes the same.
It's
water.
The Vegas of the gas world.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like every time I step into a convenience store, there's
so
too much
dumb.
Temptation. Let's not
I'm
even talk
worst,
about the women.
Dude. No, dude, I'm the worst. I'm the worst. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Catch yourself a lonely cashier at 3 a.m. and she's bored.
Yeah.
She's bored.
Yeah.
And she respects a man who bought the fancy bottled water.
She does. Showing off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, meanwhile, your investment, as you're sitting here talking about being smart with your money and whatnot, you do have a 40-1 ticket on Kamari Lassiter to win Defensive Rookie of the Year.
I like the risk-reward proposition on that.
Bill Barnwell has him as the Defensive Rookie of the Year at the quarter of the season mark, 4 games in.
The biggest thing with Lassiter that I have to point out, when I've been on Buffalo Radio a bunch this week because YouTube, because I grew up in that region. And so a lot of these guys covering the team actually covered me when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. So I have a good old time reuniting with them.
Yeah.
I think that some of the Texans' pass defense statistics this early in the season are a little bit skewed in that there's multiple wide open touchdown opportunities for some of these teams that bad quarterbacks have not been able to capitalize on. Specifically, Trevor Lawrence and Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
Josh Allen. I mean, I think this is a general sentiment. This isn't an original thought. A lot of us watching those games were thinking the same thing the entire time. If Josh Allen were the quarterback of the Colts, if Josh Allen were the quarterback of the Jaguars,
Texans are 1-3.
And certainly if Josh Allen were the quarterback of the Bears, it might have been a little dicier because they were in a lot of physical matchups. But I think at least those two teams, if Josh Allen were the quarterback, the Texans wouldn't have run that game. So the pass defense and Kamari Lassiter himself, Lassiter is doing awesome by rookie standards, and I'm very excited about him. But some of the completely blown coverages or defeats in coverage, they're going to show up if you don't tidy that up versus Josh Allen.
It doesn't even need to be Josh. And I know you're bringing up Josh Allen because that's who they play this weekend. It could have been Sam Darnold.
Right.
It could have been Brock Purdy. It could have been, honestly, you're talking about two of the least accurate quarterbacks in Richardson and Lawrence. It could have been almost anybody else, and those are touchdowns in those games. He's got Nico third for Offensive Player of the Year. You know this kind of low-key Offensive Player of the Year campaign I'm on for Nico. I think Nico's amazing.
I think Nico's incredible. I do think – I said something yesterday that I think it came out the wrong way. I can see why people took it the wrong way.
On our show?
No, on my stream.
Oh, gotcha.
As I was slowly dehydrating on my way to passing out at 2 a.m. and hitting my ribs on something. So maybe that's why I didn't say it exactly the way I wanted to say it. But, frankly, the way I put it was Nico Collins is having an incredible season. He doesn't have this season if Stephon Diggs isn't on the roster.
Correct.
It is still, they're facing a lot of zone, but they still can't really focus on Nico as much as they would if Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell, when he's healthy, were out there. So Nico's the best suited to play against this because he's an old school. That's what wide receivers used to look like. They all used to look like Nico. I'm the guy, your top two guys. If you didn't look like that, you were a bum. Within reason. So I think he's the best that's able to capitalize on this, and it's awesome. Because without Nico, now, by the same token, without Nico, the offense might be shot right
now,
too. Yeah,
it all works together.
Yeah, I wasn't saying as a slight against Nico, but it maybe as a way of saying, look, Stephon Diggs doesn't have the electrifying numbers, but he's performing
his
role.
He's crucial.
Other guys, especially the Ogunbowale, the big run, I think. It was either the big run or the one on the final touchdown drive out on the right sideline. The cornerback was cheated towards Stephon Diggs, you know, and he couldn't make the play as well as he might otherwise.
Nico is first in receiving yards in the NFL, first in receptions of 10-plus yards, first in receptions of 20-plus yards, first in first-down receptions, first in 100-yard games, second in catches, second in yak. Yards after catch.
Yak's he's having a big one.
He's second in yak among wide receivers.
ESPN has that new metric that's all fancy, and I don't know how it works, but because they said Stephon Diggs was, I believe, the third best receiver league, I'm going to go with them.
Yeah, well, because that one factors in plays where they don't get the football.
Just how much separation they're creating.
How open are they getting? Yeah.
Well, and I think, too, with CJ, there is. I think it clicked for him in that game. It's funny, you know, D'Amico said he thought that game against the Jaguars was the best game that CJ's played as a pro. And I think a lot of it was just simply that he's starting to get into the rhythm of understanding that you're going to have to check the ball down. The thing CJ said after the game or on Wednesday was you got to trust your guys to make plays, guys like Ogunbowale. So it's 3rd and 18, feels like a time you should be pressing. But, like, all right, there's nothing down there. I'm not going to force it. I'm going to give it to Ogunbowale, and he trucks for a first down on that play.
Yep.
Making more of the – he's never been like, a rookie in being overly aggressive downfield, but the willingness to check down in time and in rhythm I think is a lot closer and more precise than it was before.
I agree with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.